Selfless service, this is Aratima. Selfless service is a very important aspect of spiritual maturity. It indicates the understanding that I and all others are one. And through the execution of this understanding, something really interesting happens. It has to be a willing engagement in a selfless act. That's what we would call a service. So the others is the rest of the world. And most of our self is in the others. Others is the entire rest of the world. There's you and the others, and that's the whole world. Just think about it for a moment. There's you, and then there's everybody else. And not just people, but also plants, trees, animals. And all that which is out there is unrealized. It's your unconscious. So what a better way to become conscious by connecting with that. It's a very fast way when we think about it. So through giving without thought of reward, one effortlessly gives to oneself, making the outside one's own body. This type of spiritual practice we know as karma yoga in the East. The term karma yoga means more detailed path to emergence with God through performing selfless service. It is an action because karma, we know, has to do with action, with physical things. On the path of enlightenment, we practice all yogas. They really are not separate. They are, as Patanjali said, the limbs of one body, such as arms, legs, etc. Each part does their unique assigned task. All work together to serve the one body you are. Such is the path of yoga. We need the understanding of oneness. We naturally devote and love the oneness, and we serve it through right action. If we do not know the world out there as our own self, it is of no surprise that we experience loneliness, disconnect, anxiety, tension, all kinds of emotional problems which are so prevalent in modern society, which is a me-first society. We often become anxious and frustrated. It is being without a true anchor, not connected with the rest. We feel cut off from the parts of us that are in others. No matter how successful we may be in our profession and other material pursuits, contentment evades us. The great fears of isolation, old age, and death means leaving all others haunts us. And how do we cope? In the usual manner of denial and evasion, by being busy and cluttering lives with material objects and trivial behaviors. Understanding the root thought here, that we cannot live separately from the rest of the world, selfless service is a great antidote for anxiety, depression, loneliness, and all kinds of other diseases that originally come from feeling being cut off from the universe that nourishes us. It's another form of medicine, and a very potent one. Any regular medicine or relaxation technique can give you a temporary sense of relief for these mentioned issues, but it will not mend the rift between me and the others. Now, there is one point here that I'd like to talk about, and that is the understanding of true selfless service. This conversation is not meant to further the apparent self-sacrificing actions performed on a daily basis by millions of people who, meaning well, are motivated by unconscious self-seeking that does more harm than good. In order to truly selfless serve, we have to have a certain amount of heart opening, which is what causes then the bridge and the recognition that the other is yourself. It's that reaching out and becoming one with the other through acting and caring for the other, really just from the heart, because the heart doesn't really seek to get something out of the interaction. It just recognizes intimate connection. And so in that sense, there is no burning out. There is a healing that goes on. That's the medicine. It is not a burnout that we see in often a lot of women, or, you know, also in men, but the typical caring professions of nurses and teachers and mothers that constantly do, and end up being very burnt out. So that is not a selfless service, although it's very well meant. But we talk about a spiritual maturity, and often it comes a little bit later to be able to do this. Initially, often there has to be one's own healing in order to be able to do this. And some souls, they actually are quite cut out to do this service, and it helps to open the heart, especially when there's anger or there is other kind of hurt that can be transcended by trusting that it's worth to open one's heart and love others a little bit more than the feeling that's happening in the heart, the anger or the hurt that's being experienced. So the scope to become unselfish, to be in selfless service, is very vast. It can be an individual to the family, the family to the province down to the national level and to the international level. We're essentially unrestricted to express this inherent, unselfish, loving nature. To become selfless, one has to engage in service. And the more a person becomes selfless, the more he or she enjoys serving others. It becomes quite nourishing. This process is part of who we are. We're naturally created to express love through an action. We even do this by hugging another person. There's a movement into the physical form. So there are grades, like graduations of potency of selfless service. There are the great people that we know from the public, like Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, many, many people in history, countless people that thought more about the rest of the people than about their own individual lives. But then there are also the masses of people who have their heart awakened and that know the divine nature of others and that serve that nature. They serve it and don't forget that it is important to elevate that, to nourish the heart of other people. And they bestow a serene and benevolent influence of peace and bliss all around. Serving God in every human form is selfless service at its best. Think of Mother Teresa. I think she's a good example for that. She glorified the human as a divine and dignified being. And this way of selfless service is the most rational and effective way to eradicate many social problems and deficiencies. Now let's talk about the context of selfless service and the mind. The main reason why the mind spins is because it is controlled by excess desires for personal gratification. Cutting off desires through self-abnegation has never worked or never will. Frustrated desires, suppressed desires, only kindle greater ones that eventually erupt in one form or another. We did learn in the early modules about attraction and aversion. We talked about the convolution of the Western mind, how we are trained to run our lives by our mind, to brainstorm, use thinking in a pure form when we need to solve a problem, and to just think harder when we can't find a solution. And we have to do it on our own, as if it were a sign of strength and maturity, having to figure it out. And that's a great thing if we do. How can we serve selflessly with a confused mind like this? That we have to be every man and every woman for herself, himself. Real service is selfless. It means that there is no ego in it. The mind is not engaged in a self-serving manner. The action comes right from the core and is full of love, light, and vitality. We cannot fake an action like this. But unfortunately, many actions are meant to be selfless, but they're not. Only a higher love can replace a lower love. Only by replacing a desire for personal gratification with a desire for elevating someone else can the spinning mind regain control. The minute we focus on helping another person out of his or her problem, our own problems begin to shrink and our sense of true self begins to grow, because we bridged the gap between us and the other, and an expansion took place which was hindered by the contraction of the mind before. But before we do any of this, let's talk about knowing one's boundaries. And being able to assess oneself and find the appropriate action matching the assessment. What do I mean with that? We need to develop skills that make it possible to stretch one's boundaries in order to become able for more selfless service. And at this point, we should revisit the class of impeccable living, how to retrieve energy, how to manage energy, how to store energy. This helps us to keep our vitality strong. And when the vitality is strong, when there's clarity and the heart open, we just know our boundaries and we know when to act selflessly and when we're actually stuck in our own desire and self-gratification process or perspective. And it doesn't feel that good. Also, when we give selflessly, we actually do feel better. There is this great expansion, and that also helps to elevate the energy and increase your energy levels on top of that. So the use and application of emotions and thoughts and the action, they have to come under the umbrella of living impeccably. It's a way to clean up all actions to keep us stuck in perceiving the separate state. It is the practice of using all of one's actions in order to prepare ourselves for doing the real selfless service. At a certain point, especially when we're beginning to open the heart permanently, we use selfless service to burn our karma faster. This is a practice to get ahead really quickly. I have to say here that we don't have to wait until we're almost perfect, not at all. Selfless service emerges quite naturally when we have gained more balance and poise in our lives in general. So meditation and selfless service go hand in hand. Religions have been preaching selfless service for thousands of years, yet it is impossible to prescribe standardized rules for right action. What is right for you at one time is wrong at another, and what is right for one person may be really wrong for another. Right action is whatever it takes to complete your karma. Knowing exactly what your karma is at every moment and how to complete it are the secrets to effective service and lasting contentment. We need to be watchful and take it in a stride without falling into fear, anger, and worry, all the maneuvers of the mind to distract from the dissolution of karma. Because even the karma yoga and the selfless service is part of the perception of that there is another. So it is your yoga to bridge it through the physical action. Everything you do is all about burning the karmas and waking up to who you really are. Selflessness cannot be portioned into 1 or 2 hours a day or into any other schedule. It can also not be restricted by the giver or the recipient. If we want to be free, we have to let the core flow freely 24/7. Initially, we dedicate a few hours a day or a week to helping others while egoic functions are still in place. And then later, it becomes more and more natural to do more. You wouldn't even call it selfless service, something you just do because it's normal to you. And sometimes sacrifices can be very intense, but you will feel how it is the right thing to do, and you do it with a sense of freedom or joy, while it actually might hurt. Maybe you'll have to extend yourself a little bit, stretch that karmic restriction. You want to get past it. So it can be a little bit challenging. But in your heart, you know that this is the right thing to do, and you do it. Self-denial is blind and leads to repression and frustration. Selfless service, wisely applied, leads to fulfillment of our highest aspirations. It is because the whole universe supports us when we are loyal to the universe. Not I, but thou. Our core, our inner true nature, forces us to become selfless in spite of our selfishness, or survival, or fears at the biological level. This way, our core emerges from its hidden dimension and radiates the hidden spiritual dimensions, the light of who you really are. And that is what you're trying to unlock. So selfless service is a very fast karma buster. It helps you to open your heart truly, deeply, and it makes you forget yourself, the self, the little one, the ego that you think you are. And you become so whole, there's no other way to actually experience it while you're in action. in deep meditation, we can experience these great moments of utter seamless connectedness and oneness and knowing that. But being in the moment on a regular day, in a regular human expression, doing something for another person, there's something that can be unlocked that is hard to put into words that you probably have experienced here and there in your life. And to seek more of that, to make yourself available for more of that, to maybe pray for it, is something that is worthwhile doing.